Welcome to part 12, the final part of our special positional series, as we take a look at the Giants position by position at training camp, which begins just tomorrow up in Albany. And today, we take a look at special teams. And for the first time in a long time, the Giants are returning their place kicker Lawrence Times, their long snapper Zach Diassi, and their punter Steve Weatherford. All three guys are excited to be back together again in 2012.
I've been working with Lawrence for a long time now, and Steve, with the addition of Steve, it just makes it that much easier. We all hang out off the field. We all get along so well, and we have a lot of fun, and that's our half our job, is just having fun with it.
This is my first year of my career. I've had the same snapper, same holder, and I'm excited about it. The chemistry that we have, we all have, you know, pretty similar upbringings, and we just enjoy each other's company. And for what we do, I think that's very key. I mean, we spend a lot of time together. What we do is so mental, and we keep each other focused, and we challenge each other at practice. So I'm really looking forward to another year with those two guys.
Those three provide a very dependable battery in not only the punting game, but the place kicking and field goal game as well. And of course, Steve Weatherford has turned into one of the best directional punters in the league. He was re-signed to a long-term contract this offseason, and Lawrence Tynes, a very dependable field goal kicker. As for the return game, there's a little bit more uncertainty. But for once, the Giants should have a lot of weapons, and special teams coordinator Tom Quinn is very excited about it.
Kickoff returns David Wilson. That's something that he did as a collegiate player, and he did it well. So we, you know, look for big things from him with his speed and explosiveness. Reuben Randall's another guy that we're going to take a look at. He doesn't have as much game experience, but I think he's done it a lot in practice in college, and he's transitioned well here for us. And then Hosley's another guy, more of a punt returner, which he did at Virginia Tech. So we're excited to see what they can add to the mix.
There are also a lot of players on the roster that can help out in the return game. First, there's Dominic Hixon. He's coming off that bad knee injury. But don't forget last year's third-round pick, Drell Jernigan. Tom Quinn thinks he can be a factor on kicks and punts.
He ended up being our kickoff returner at the end of the year. And, you know, we'd hope that he could add the punt return duties, which he's done in college. So just working on his catch mechanics and, you know, so he can utilize his speed and elusiveness.
It's been a long time since the Giants had a truly dangerous returner on punts and on kicks. It'll be just another weapon that'll help the Giants get back to the promised land. Well, folks, that's the final position in our special series this offseason. Thank you very much for tuning in and joining us. Training camp is starting on Thursday. Make sure you check out Giants.com for all the latest information and all the news up in Albany. We'll have it for you every second of every day. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you there.